Shitas HaRishonim. We had started listing the different Shitas in terms of what is the definition of Minei Dagon that transform for Mizonos. And that was what we call topic number two. And we also had topic number one, which maybe we'll come back to slightly. Let's mamish continue the chart that we had started with last time. Does anybody remember which Rishon we had first last time? Start with the Ritva. Okay. So the Ritva says, and on Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, that's Kavonaso Lachila, if his Kavon is Lachila. So then in such a case, then it's going to be something that gets the Mizonos. Then it's going to get a Mizonos. So, we also pointed out that the Ritva learns that what happens to the Taruvos, is that it's considered as the Iker Tash. That's how the Ritva learns. Then we had seen the Shita of, what was next? Did we put the Me'iri next? Me'iri said that what people are Karui L'tavshil, that's what the Me'iri wrote, and the Me'iri went on and said, and not V'lo L'avot L'hatim, right? Right, that's correct? Is that what the Me'iri said?
No, it wasn't just him, it was
Lumatic,
that
time. Ulamatek, right, that was his lashon. Ulamatek, that was what the Me'iri had said. Tov. And what was the Me'iri's hagdara of the Taruvos? What is the definition, what's the identity of the Taruvos? He says it is the Tavshil Atzma, the way we had learned it. The Tavshil itself is defined by its Minei Dagon. Shita number three that we had seen was the Rajba. The Rajba writes that if you have something that's Lahatim or Lahakshir, so then in such a case, then it's already defines the Taruvos, and then it's called, again, the Ikar. That's what the Rajba writes. Now let's take a look and see the Shita of... Oh, and the Ribav. Let's just put the Ribav already down there. The Ribav has learned that it's Tam. Ribav says Tam, and we had a whole Shtikl Torah that according to the Ribav, it's only over here. What we're talking about is only Chashiv Ki Ikar. That's how the Ribav says it. Now let's go back to textual learning. Okay, let's take a look at the Shitas HaRambam and then see some of the Hashlachos as well as Tosfos. Maybe we try to keep our affinity as much as we can to the Daf. So let's even start with the Tosfos. Tosfos writes, Kol she'esh bam mechameshes haminim varchan alav. I don't know exactly what that is, except what Tosfos describes. If they add wheat into lentil soup, now that sounds very much like chalent. Also, almonds that they make for a chola. In other words, over here, it sounds like they're adding the wheat. Also, why are they adding the wheat to the almonds dafka for a chola? Maybe they're adding a little bit of wheat for the chola. Why does it say chola? Just say, if they make a dish of shkedim with wheat, it could be that they're adding the flour to make it a little bit easier for the chola to eat. I'm not sure. Write down v'ulai. V'ulai, according to Tosos, maybe they're adding the wheat to make him swallow better. Im osanosa kadesh yisod alev. If you're doing it in order to have a satiated heart, as sarich levarach bar meimizonos. Vimu devik ba'alma, ein tzarich levarach bar meimizonos. So Tosis gives us the two extremes. Tosis says that if something is lisod halev, that's sheet number 5 that we have over here. If something is lisod halev, so then Tosis writes, then it's the definition of the taruvos below the debek. And Tosis goes to the other extreme and says that if it's only a binder, so then in such a case, it's based on the Gemara, of course, later on. V'tov lahachmir v'madevik b'am leitzel k'var p'ar b'zos, but Tosis has a suffix. V'tov lahachmir u'legomo v'soch hasuda la'acha birches hamotzi u'potner mimanushach. And then Tosis concludes, and Tosis says that it could very well be that maybe there's a tzad to say that it's different. It's a little bit unclear what Tosis' suffix over here is. Tosis says, but maybe you should be machmir misafik. At the end of the day, the Gemara said that devik doesn't require. So it's a little unclear why Tosis says lahachmir ulegamo. That's not my topic for today. If we have a good shot in the suffik, then we'll discuss it. Otherwise, I'm not sure. At the end of the day, a little small tzarathiyun. At the end of the day, the Gemara says that devik doesn't require it. Okay, but I don't want to focus on that. That's Shitas Tosis. The Rambam. So the Rambam in Hilchas Brachas, I think that the Rambam is quite straightforward. I don't think the Rambam is complex, although the Rambam introduces a couple of interesting hagdaros that we hadn't seen in the Rishonim. So the Rambam writes, in Halacha Hey, let's start from Dalit. Kemach shel echad mechamesh tamim shebashel b'kdor, bein levado bein she'irvu in dvar nachem, kegon levio sel kayotze behen, v'chein hadogan shechalko katsho bishlo b'kdeira, kegon harifus v'gerish ha'karmel kiyotze behen, v'chozeu nikra maisa k'deira. This is a Gemara that we're going to have on the next Amud that describes something that has dogon as maisa k'deira. V'chein kol tashu she'irv bo chameshes haminim bein kemach bein pas, this is the rule of kol she'esh bo, then the Rambam continues, but it has to be chashiv for him. So I think what the Rambam is emphasizing is, we're going to see later on in the sugya, that there's something called a maisa kedera. And that itself, you have a mixture of many things. A maisa kedera that has mezonos in it gets a mezonos. So what's the Rambam saying? That the maisa kedera has chashivus from the dogon. But if it's not a maisa kedera, because the chameshes mine dogan are tafel, ainu varech al ikur poter satfel. So then, in such a case, el al ikur poter satfel, you make a bracha on whatever the majority is. Is that klal bebrachas kol shu ikur vimot tefelim varech al ikur poter satfel? Bein shaisa tefel de mureves im ikur, bein shlo haisa mureves. Continues the Rama lachavok. He starts to give us what the tafel is. So here the Rambam says, for devet, then it ain't a mevarech labar nezons. Shalavas uhikru k'macho tevo. Shekol dover shemarvenos ledevek, o kidei litein reach, o kidei litzboa. So Rambam gives us a few other exceptions, not only devek, but also for smell and color. Esat hashol reza tfeila. Avol. Here we're interested in the positive formulation as well. But if it's there to give tam, so then in such a case, it's the ikar. So Shitas HaRambam is tam defines, is part of the, defines a tafshul, and to the point of ikar. Velo, and not, we won't even spell it out, ledevek v'chule. The Rambam is the one who spells out the v'chule. Okay. All of those things are not included. I want to be mosif that the Rambam was also the first one that we had that really explicitly said that this is all part of the general rules of Ikar V'Tafel. In other words, let me just be Mazbir Pashup Shat. We're not going to get to this summer, maybe next summer, Reza Hashem, but we won't get to this summer the rules of Ikar V'Tafel. And that is the majority gets the brachas, Koveh the brachas. So the way we say it in very practical terms, you look in the back of the ingredients. The first two or three ingredients are the ikar. Everything else is the tafel. There, you're from the first two or three, you judge what is the ikar. Could be if the chameshes mina davna, the first four or five, so then that, even if it's number four, it will also get the bracha mezonos. Why? So Rambam says like this, this halacha kosh yeshbo is a subcategory of ikar v'tafel. Normally ikar v'tafel is you look for the ikar. The halacha is, when it comes to bina dagon, is that the reality of the dagon, once it gives tam, it becomes the ikar. That's how the Rambam is learning. So Rambam starts off and says that mina dagon have this certain chashivus. V'haraya the gemara lamazayinu alp by ma'ase kedera. Once that's so then the rules of ikar v'tafel are still being followed. However, mina dagon have a greater chashivus, and therefore it is the ikar. That's the pashut pshat in the Rambam. I know the Talmidim were being mefalp a little bit, whether you could be mechalik between chashivus and tam v'chulei. Lamia's daiti, the Rambam reads very, very straight, the way the Rambam says that he's going to write his Yad HaChazaka. He doesn't say in his Akdama that he's going to write Tzveidinim. He says he's writing straightforward halachas. So there are times the Rambam did write Tzveidinim, but where he didn't write Tzveidinim, or it's not mukhruch that he wrote Tzveidinim, then there are no Tzveidinim. Yeah, go ahead, Michael.
Just to clarify.
Yes.
So he does have cases where Mizonos would be considered tafel, even though it's in there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Ledevek,
Reach,
okay,
and Furtzeb. Okay. Now, these are the basic Shitos Harishon. I just want to point out to you something that I think requires some thought. And that is that these two categories, one and two, on some level are related. How far they're related, I'm not going to go as far as one can, but I do think that the two shitas, these two categories are related. L'mashal, let's take the shitas ha-Mi'iri. The Mi'iri who says that what happens when you have chameshes minei dagon, it is the definition of the tafshil. The chameshes minei dagon is what people call this tafshil. And therefore, even if you add la'avot ulamateik, that's not enough. So let's just spell out the obvious. The Mi'iri is disagreeing with clearly the Rajba. The Rajba says Lahatim Lahakshir. He's clearly disagreeing with the Ribav. He's clearly disagreeing with the Ramban. The Meir is taking on all of those Rishonim. Those Rishonim emphasize that if you put in for Tam, then that's going to be enough. The Meir doesn't hold that way. The Meir holds that it's not enough if you're just putting it in to make it sweeter, right? It's quite clear to me that the Rajba would say that if you're putting in to make it sweeter, so then in such a case, that's enough to give it the bracha. Unless you're going to learn that making it sweet means that you're only adding more to nullify the spices. Then yesh lachkor. But if that's not the pshat is that somehow you're putting in a sweet dough, and then it's adding sweetness, so then in such a case, the Mi'iri holds that that's not enough. L'chura, that part of the Mi'iri is l'shitaso, in terms of how he looks at the identity of the taruvas. The Mi'iri says that what's koveya, the bracha, is what people call it. In other words, it's not just that it adds something to the mixture. And by simply adding to the mixture, the halacha says that it's redefined. That's not the pshat according to Mi'iri. Rather, what is the pshat according to Mi'iri? The Mi'iri says it becomes chameshes mine dagon transformed. B'mitziyus, people look at it as a grain item. And since they look at it as a grain item, so then that's going to be enough for Hilchos Brachos. Now one could even possibly go a little further. And that is the Rishonim. I leave up for the Talmidim to play with this. What about the Rishonim who say, just one line. What about those Rishonim who say Choshev ki Iker? And they don't say that it's the Iker Mamish. Is that connected to how they define the Chameshes Mine Dagon themselves and being Mosif? It could be that, in other words, what's obvious is that the Mi'iri and the Rambam are Cholek. For the Rambam, Tam is enough, and therefore, it has a regular halachos of bracha ala ikur. It's not saying that the taruvus is necessarily defined. It's a regular halacha of ikur v'tafel. According to the Me'iri, no, it's not a regular halacha vikar v'tafel. According to the Me'iri, it's a bracha. The shame tavshil is entirely transformed, even b'metzius. What about the Rishonim that hold in between? What about the Rishonim like the Ribat, who hold that it's not the tavshil mamish transformed like the Me'iri? So then yesh ladan. Now there is another way of reading the Ribat that we didn't have, that Ellie mentioned to me after Seder yesterday, which is possible. You could read the Ribat differently. But the way we said from Nissen Kaplan is the Pashtos, but there are advantages in reading it the other way. So that's what I'm a little bit misupak about, are those issues connected. But what we do see is one category, one and two, are Lishitasam for the Rambam and the Me'iri. That according to the Rambam, if it's just a regular bracha, Ikr V'tafel, so the Rambam says that Tam is enough to transform. Okay. Now, Rabosai, let's go on to the Avnei Nezer and see how the Avnei Nezer develops a practical nafkamina between these Shitas Rishonim. I was talking just in being Mesader the Shitas and seeing the extreme of, let's say, the Me'iri versus the Rambam. Let's take a look and see how the Avnei Nezer develops a very debatable Chidush LaHalacha based on the above analysis. Says the Avnei Nezer, Nishalti bezakin, Shekosh lo lilos v'osin lo maichol basar, tochum u'ur v'bo kemach, v'lechem lavon, chelik chamishis. Im mevarchin alav bar minim mezonos, u'brocha achas mein shalosh, dekol sheyesh bo mechamishis haminim. So the question here is, normally, they don't add a lot of flour into a meat dish. But in this meat dish, they added a lot of flour. Why? So that an elderly person will be able to eat it. Very simple, the mitzius. And that is that meat could be very rough, but if you add more and more softer material, so then it will be easier for an elderly person to eat the meat dish. He'll eat less meat, but he'll end up eating more. And that's what we want. We want him to get a little bit of protein, as opposed to being impossible for him to chew. That's the shayla that the Avnei Nezer was asked. So says the Avnei Nezer, in Oz Beis, Vihine, im hakavana ledaveka basar, Hare hadav mefurish, brachas taflamites, as we spoken about before. Okay. We're going to be eyeing into the Gemara in a moment. But right now, we're skipping the Gemara. V'gam ha-kavana shiyem merufraf lo'iz nira d'choshev gam ken kamo l'davek. I don't know, how are you magdir the mitzias? Merufraf lo'iz? Anybody know exactly what that is? What? Softer, chewier. So then he says, "Bepashtut is also considered the davik." She Rambam kasev daham the mevarchim bar minizonos had nedavkim irev midagan kedei litein tam betaruvus ubetosvos kasev kedei sheyisod alev. So he says, according to the Rambam and Tosvos, it's neither lisod alev nor is it litein tam. Now I'm not so sure. If according to Tosus, it's not lisod alev, it secondarily is clearly, it is clearly lisod alev, because the guy's not going to eat otherwise. But it's only there maybe to help him chew, and since it's there to help him chew, it's not lisod alev. Then he quotes a shita mikubetzes. Rabosai, who's a shita mikubetzes? It's a ritva. Ubishita mikubetzes, he didn't have the ritva. Ubishita mikubetzes kasa bahadul davek mevarach shahako. The koshu kalikavanas achiloso mevarech barimine mezonos. Oh, so the Avnei Nezer gives us a practical nafkamina. He says like this. He says, according to, let's make a third category called nafkaminas. So according to the ritva, if his kavana is lachila, so then dough for chewing is also lachila. However, to the shita of Tosvos, so then yes. But for Tosvos and the Rambam, it's not for tam, and it's not for lisod halev. So that claims that Avnei Nezer is going to be a nafkamina between these two shitas. So then we have to see how you paskin. Now there are a lot of cases where this comes up, where they add dough, even though the dough is not necessarily there for tam, mamish, but at the same time, the dough is there for a secondary purpose. So if it's secondary purpose for achila, zokta ritva, that's enough to be chayiv. However, according to Tosfos, it has to be there for the tam. Okay. Then the Avnei Nezer develops another chidush lahalach. The Avnei Nezer is going to claim that even according to Tosfos, and this is going to be impossible to put on the boards, we're going to run out of room, so you'll follow it without the board. Even according to Tosfos and the Ritva, there are times, even Tosfos and the Rambam, there are times that even if it's not most of time, you're still going to be chayiv. And he makes a fascinating diuk in the Gemara. This is a classic Avnei Nezer. They say that that the Avnei Nezer is a link between the Olam HaTorah of the Pilpul of 19th century Poland and the Derech HaLimud of Volozhin. You'll see, I'm not going to do the whole Avnei Nezer. As he goes on, it's going to resemble more style of Pilpul. But these, the way he started out the sugya, is he breaks up the shitos the way what we described in the past, the way the Nachlas David would break up. The Nachlas David was one of the primary Talmidim of Rechaim Volozhiner. The way the Nachlas David, he breaks up the shita. Maybe the Nachlas David won't start first with the Halacha L'maisa Shaila. He'll first start with the Gemara. But at the end of the day, he says he puts the shitos in order. Then, after he takes apart, he's mefarek the shitos, so then he's going to begin to jump over all over Shas, so what's more associated with the Polish style of Limud. So the Avnei Nezer asks the following, there are a lot of gems, unfortunately today, also because of the American euphemism about Polish. But even aside from that, there is in the Olam HaYeshivos, there was always, they always looked askance to the Derech HaLimud of Poland and Galicia, but there are a lot of gems there. Sometimes you have to sift through some things, but there are a tremendous amount of gems. The Avnei Nezer was very much mitzvah filos of Lamos, and that all comes from the Kotzker Rebbe, because the Kotzker Rebbe was emphasized very, very much emes and derech halimud of taking apart the shita. So this maybe we could leave for question and answers Friday night. This is a long, long arichos to understand how the Avnei Nezer's derech halimud developed, how basically two of the closest groups in Yahadus in the 1930s and 40s, 20s, 30s, and 40s was Brisk and Ger. Brisk and Ger were very, very close. In fact, Reb Chaim's son-in-law was a Ger Chassid. And in Warsaw, in the 1930s, before the Nazis, of course, destroyed everything, there was a yeshiva in Warsaw called Toras Chaim, which was named after Reb Chaim. So there's a lot of crossover. Those people who think that the world is divided between Svardin and the Lithuanian world and the Hasidic world, they know nothing about the world of Torah. They know absolutely nothing about the world of Torah. Just as it's totally removed from reality. Okay, let's take a look at Oz Dalet. Vo'nir talavar shakal dihine kasha tuva asugi besilka delifsa hana. Okay, both sides. Let's take a look at the Gemara, and the Avnei Nezer asks a gvaldik kasha. The gvaldik kasha is a ridiculous kasha. Let's take a look at the Gemara. Amar Ravashi. Now we'll finally do that Gemara that we were talking about. Devik. Amar Ravashi. Kavina be Rav Kahana. When I was by Rav Kahana. Amarlan Tavshil and the Silka de Lamashil Kimcha, if you have a Tavshil, they had beets, right? Silka's beets, right? They had beets that was joined with flour. Bari Priyadama. The Livsa de Mavshiba Kimcha, Tfe Barmine Mizonas. And there was another dish that had Livsa, so there they would make a Barmine Mizonas. That's what Rav Kahana said. Vahada Armar, and then Rav Kahana changed his mind. Idi bar priyadama. Both of them get a bar priyadama. V'hai d'shod ba kemach tvei l'dvukei ba'alma avdilei. And the fact that Livsa had a lot of kimcha doesn't make a difference, even though there's a lot of flour there, since it's devek, this is the makar of devek. Devek is not kovei at all. So now, Rabosai, even without the Avnei Nezer, one could ask a very, very basic question. And that is, L'chura, Rav Kahana, it's a Pella. Did anybody find a Rishon that asked this question? I looked around a little, I didn't find anybody asked. L'chura, Rav Kahana, here, in the Psak of the Gemara, is ignoring the rule, a kol tavshil sheyesh ba mechameshes minei dagan, levarchan ala parim minei mizonos. Why? If it's a lot of kemach, oh, Then you follow the rule of Tafel. Then if it's not allowed to Kemach, wait a second. In the Hava Amina, it wasn't Ledevek. If it was Ledevek, then it was something. Lisod Halev, Tam, Lahakshir, whatever Lahakshir means. Something over here. It wasn't Ledevek. So asks the Avnei Nezer, and all of us should ask this question. Wait a second. Rav Kahana is going against the rule of Kol Sheyeshbo. Now the Avnei Nezer is going to be Miyashev. He's going to come along and he's going to give a beautiful answer. And then be Mechadesh HaHalacha based on this. If you're going to give a Yishuv or you're going to give a defense, whatever you're going to do, you need to deal with this problem. So Rabbosai, when I was learning at this Gemara, and Baruch Hashem, I overheard some of the Talmidim doing this. Some of it. Talmidim did some, I don't know if all of it. L'chura, I think the Avnei Nezer, according to many, the Kasha doesn't start. This is Baruch Hashem, we were Mechadish, this is Man. It's a beautiful Yesod. Everybody always says Rambam's Lashita Sums. Everybody always says Ritva's Lashita Sums, Meiri Lashita Sums. But you always forget about Rav Kahana, Rebbe Yehuda. This is Lania's Daiti, Rav Kahana Lashitaso. Let's come back. The Gemara Lamed, where are we up to? Lamed Vav Amid Bey says, according to Rav Kahana, what's the bracha that you make on the Daisa, the Chavitz Kedera? So Rav Kahana says, you make a Bor Minu Mizonos. Because smida is ikar. Now, what does it mean that the smida is ikar? So, one way of understanding Rav Kahana is that what Rav Kahana is saying is b'mitzius. There's a lot of flour over here. Rav Kahana doesn't go with the rule of Rav and Shmuel Kosheish Bo Mechameshes Mine Dagon. Hence, Rav Kahana is l'shitaso. So, you're right. Rav Ashi quoted what happened by Rav Kahana. We don't paskin that way. We happen to paskin Rav Shmuel. But this is Rav Kahana Lashitaso. Now, of course, Rabbosai, this answer I think is beautiful, but it only works in one basic mahalach that we presented yesterday, and probably not the majority of Rishonim. And hence, the Avnei Nezer's question is going to start. But you need to say what we're saying. The Hainu, there are two ways of reading Gemara the way we started yesterday. Two ways of reading the Gemara. What? It's all pshat. All the lumdus is pshat. Two ways of reading the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rav Kahana had Smida Ikar, and then Rav Yosef says Kavaseh the Rav Kahana. So how do you understand Rav Yosef Kavaseh Kahana? Is it the pshat that it's mamish the same Yisod Rav Kahana the way Ezra learned yesterday, possibility number one? Or no, as the Ribavet spelled out the Farish, which was the way the Meiri had learned, as the Ribavet learned that what? The Rav Kahana is not going exactly with Rav Shmuel. We paskin like Rav Kahana, avalav mi tamei. Why? Because Rav Kahana in the Hava Mina, and here you could say it two different ways. You could say it the way I said yesterday, or Eli said it yesterday. It doesn't make much of a difference. And that is, in the Hava Mina, the Gemara learns, according to Rav Kahana, it's because, physically, this is the Ikar. The smida is the ikar. If you look at it, it is the ikar. It's one of one of the primary ingredients. Not because of the fact that something magical about Mine Dagan has chashivus. Rav and Shmuel were mechadesh that. Hence, the Gemara Lamed Tesam and Aleph goes like this. Rav Kahana is saying there are different types of foods. The one where the soles is the primary ingredient, then it gets some zonas. If it's number two or number three, it doesn't. Rav and Shmuel hold no. That as long as it's one of the significant ingredients, Mosif Tam, the Hachshir, Lisod HaLev, however you magdir it in all that list, then it gets a Mizonos. Lania's Daiti, this is a Geshmak to answer a Teretz that's Emes LaMito to the Avnei Nezer's Kasha. Of course, as the Talmidim pointed out, according to other Rishonim, it's not going to work. But this is Zolcha to Mechadish Emes LaMito. In the Gemara, this is the best way to be Masbir the Gemara. It's Rav Kahana Lishitasa. Yes, Ezra, go ahead.
If that's true, then that Rav Yehuda and Rav Kahana are only arguing about Tzias. So Rav Yehuda is saying that the main ingredient is not the main ingredient is the Dvash. I mean, there's only more than Tzias and suspicious.
Could be. That's one way of learning it. The other way of learning it is not that way, and that is that it's a question of where you draw the line. In other words, Rev Kahana draws the line. Let's say you have 50-50. How do you go in 50-50? Halacha goes one way when it's 80-20. If it's 80 beets, 20 wheat, and it's mosif tam, so then in such a case, then the halacha says it still gets the bar minim zonos. So it could be that the machlokis when it, by the chavitz kedera is what happens when you have 50-50. Do you say it's duvsha ikar, or do you say that this is the ikar? And Rav Kahana is taking sides in 50-50, but it's not based on the rule kol sheyesh ben chamesh yismini adogim as the rebavlims. I finally got back to the Magdir, the Machlokas going to Rebab, that I think is the Machlokas. Some wanted to learn in the Rajbo yesterday as a Machlokas and Mitzis. But you don't even have to go so far. 50-50. 50-50 is not the halacha when it comes to Kol Sheishbo. Kol Sheishbo is 80-20.
Then why would one say
Rajbo and say Machlokas? Oh, what's the tzad to say Duv
Sheikar? How do you decide?
So that the Rishonim already give. How did each one decide? Okay, so you lumped the size of the machlokes. I would say, my guess is, I think I recall Rishonim saying that the sweetness is what's koveya, because that's the most stark ingredient. But right, this is speculative. I'm not saying, this is not part of my shtickle Torah. Now, how you reconcile the 50-50, how the 50-50 works, I think there are lots of pshat. And one pshat could be that the man d'amar holds duv sheikar, holds that the sweetness is koveya. And both of them are not going to kol sheishbo. So then you could use all different types of rules. You've been brainwashed by kol sheishbo. But if you're not brainwashed by that, which Rav Kahana wasn't, so then in such a case, Lanier's the idea, it works. Okay. What does the Avnei Nezer say? So Rabos, I think that's Gishmak. It comes back to the basic chakira of how you read the Gemara itself. The pshat in the Gemara is going to be this nafkamim. Now let's take a look at what the Avnei Nezer is mechadish. Zok the Avnei Nezer, the following chiddush. You know what, I'll say it to you baal peh. The Avnei Nezer says the teretz between Lamed Tes Amid Aleph and Lamed Vav on the Beis is the following. He says there are three categories that we could possibly have. One category is Kol Sheishbo Mechameshes Mine Dagan, where it's Lisod, where it's Litein Tam, however, whichever definition you want to give from the different formulations in the Rishon, which we'll get back to those nuances later, Bezer Hashem. Okay, so that's first category. The other extreme is L'davar. That's a third category. There's a middle category, says Avnei Nezer. He says a middle category is that it's not Tam, but it's not Davik, it's something in between. Coincidentally, the Shaila, the Avnei Nezer Shaila. What happens if you have dough that's being added, not lisod halev, but it's being added to make the sick person be able to eat better. So that's the middle category according to Tosos. The Ritva doesn't agree, but we're now in Shitas Tosos. That's the middle category. So Rav Kahana was saying like this. Rav Kahana was saying in this middle category, whoa, Rav Kahana is talking about this middle category. It's a chiddush. But that's what Avnei Nezer says. Rav Kahana is talking about this middle category, and hence he forgot about Kol Sheishbo. Not because he forgot about it, because it's not relevant. We're leaving it off. And then you follow Rov. So he's Mechadish like this. If it's the Rov, so then even if it's not Litein Tam, so then according to Tosas, and the Rajba will get a Mezonos. According to the Ritva, as long as it's Kavanos ala Achila. Of course, if there's a Machlokis Haposkim, if it's only this middle category, and it's not lisod or litein tam, it's only kavanos ol achila, so then the bracha is not going to be a bar minim zonos. However, the Avnei Nezer argues, if it's the rov, so in such a case it will get a bar minim zonos. That's, he says, the yishuv to the Gemara. So you have to say shtikl Torah. I don't know if you have to say in Tosas. Did Tosas disagree with the Rebav? I don't know.
Maybe that's why Tosas. Why you say Tov Ahachmer? Because it's this third category.
Maybe. Okay. Some want to say that. Yefemot. That's nice. Yafeh doesn't mean right. It sounds nice. I have to think more about it to be Mekabel Zemes. But that's an interesting idea. So that's the three categories Avnei Nezer is Mechadish. Tov, okay. So now what emerges again is, we have all these Shitas Harishonim, what are the different categories? And then the Avnei Nezer summarizes, according to his Mahalach, there are three categories that one has to ask. Is it Litein Tam, or Soed Halev, which he puts together? Or is it Kavanasa La Achila? And then, finally, Those are questions. I'm sorry. The three categories we summarize are like this. If it gives tam, so then it gets mezonos. If it's the rov lahalacha, even if it's not to give tam, then it also gets a mezonos. If it's l'davek, so then even if it's rov, then it's not going to get a mezonos. But if it's not rov in the middle category, then we'll be choshesh for the shitos that say that it doesn't get a mezonos. Now, I just want to point out to you, if someone could run downstairs, I'll take questions. In the meantime, and get the Or Sameach that was photocopied on the Bima. I photocopied the Or Sameach and put it on the Bima. Oh, almost the Talmidim have it. Fantastic. Oh, you took it? Okay, so then I'll just take one, and I'll keep on moving. I want to point out to you that the Or Sameach answers the Avnei Nezer's Kasha differently, and what emerges also is the Or Sameach gives a different Chiddush LaHalacha. I don't want to spend too much time on the Or Sameach, but it's pretty straightforward what the Or Sameach says. But let's look at it. Do people have it in front of them? For those of you who don't, so then jump up and sit next to somebody who has it. Says that the Or Sameach alludes to this stira, and the Or Sameach writes the following. It's one paragraph. It's pretty straightforward. Ki avinu be Rav Kana amelan tavshil de silka dolo mafshir bar kimcha bar pri adama. The lips of the mafshir bar kimcha tfei bar menizonos. He quotes the Gemara on daf lamites. Mashma mikan, says the Or Sameach, fourth line at the end of the line, on halacha vav, dibetavshil de silka dolo mafshir bar kimcha, eina tzarech l'taymu l'dvukei ba'alma. Says the Or Sameach like this. It sounds like that by the Tavshila de Silka, even if there was no Devek, so then in such a case, the Halacha would be, it would still get a Hadama. Why? Kol sheyesh bo mechamesh es minei dagan. Afagav de kol sheyesh bo mechamesh es minei dagan, mar mezonos. Afagav de rubo mimin acher, kamo shekasem arash, kamo shekasem rabbeinu. Everybody knows that even if the majority is the beats, as long as it's Mosef Tam, so in such a case it gets a bracha. Nearly kach. So the Or Sameach is mechadish, a debatable chidush. The kol heichidim having marbe bekimcha having meichel su chashiv amiyut hamu'urav. Ukamo chavitz gdeira v'daisa, di avi marbe bekimcha matu shagam ken chazel achila. Says the Or Sameach, the only time the miyut could be koveya is if it became the majority, so then it wouldn't ruin the food. But what happens if when it became the majority, it would ruin the food? So then the Or Sameach claims, then you don't get a mezonos even when it's in minority. So what's the yesod of Kol Sheyesh Bo, according to Or Sameach? Kol Sheyesh Bo means that this is so powerful that we could view it as the majority even when it's in the minority. But when you would turn it into majority, it would ruin the Meichel. So then in such a case, then you don't say Kol Sheyesh Bo. Why? Because that shows us that's not really the majority. It's a big chidush. It's a big chidush. L'chein, let's just finish off. L'chein hama'at hama'ura mechamesh esaminim ain't a bottle. V'choshev v'archem mishumiyat mechamesh esaminim. So therefore, when it came to the daisa, so if you add the chavitz kedera, when you add a little bit more of, right, if you would add a little bit more, the guy who likes a lot of milk in his Quaker maple and brown sugar, I'm going to say porridge, but that like really, really dates you if you say porridge. I don't know how it's called today. His oatmeal. So then in such a case, let's say you have a lot of milk, right? So now, what bracha do you make in such a case, Rabosai? You tell me, what bracha do you make on Quaker? Even the guy, I like to put in two or three bags into one bowl. But the guy who likes to put in a half a bag, right? So then in such a case, so I for sure get him his own. What about the guy who puts a half a bag in? Of course, you could eat. I'm a normal person. I just like to have more of the wheat than the milk. So then in such a case, then that guy gets a mezonos. But what happens if you have a beet dish that if you're going to put so much wheat in such a case, no one would eat it. So in that case, it doesn't get a mezonos. Why? Because the yesod of Kol Sheyesh Bo means that it's significant that it could be called a majority. But if it's a majority mamish, it's a harifus, Or Sameach. But if it's a majority mamish, so then in such a case, the halacha if the majority is at the point that it makes it inedible, so then you can no longer have the rule of Kol Sheyesh Bo. Interesting yesod that the Or Sameach, there was a reason why the Or Sameach was a legend. I always say, if I had Michael Fox's Back to the Future's machine, so where would I want to go back in Olam HaTorah? Where would I want to go back? I want to go back to Devintz, 1920. Why? To see the Or Sameach and the Rogeshever. They were the Rabban, they were the two Rabbanim in one town. Their personalities were the opposite of each other, and they would fight in Limud. Basically, the Rogeshever would tear the Or Sameach to pieces, or he thought he was tearing the Or Sameach to pieces, and the Or Sameach wouldn't say anything back. He would be even Mivayish, the Or Sameach, because it's Mechanta Shotar. The Rogeshever was a mad genius, and the Or Sameach was a princely Lamdin. So it was a fascinating world. They say the Rogeshever, when he was so caught in Limud, the Or Sameach was the austere Rav, and the Rogeshever was the mad genius. When the Rogeshever used to walk down the street, they said that Av Kavod HaTorah, everybody used to clear, even the Gentiles used to go aside. And the Gentiles had in certain towns. There was also a lot of anti-Semitism, but in many of the Jewish towns, they had tremendous respect for the Rabbanim and the Lomdei Torah. And everybody used to watch as the Rogeshever would walk down the street. The Rogeshever was so involved in learning, is he would walk zigzag. He would bump into a pole, and then he would walk into a house, and then so on. And then, you'll appreciate this. This is one for a lot of Talmidim. The Rogeshever used to complain, constantly used to scream at the Chazan that he's going to... slow. The Chaz is going too slow. Faster, faster, faster. Bittul Torah, Bittul Torah, Bittul Torah. The Rogeshever always used to scream at the Chaz that he was going too slow. It was the Rogeshever was this unique mad genius. One time, the Rogeshever. It's known that the Rogeshever didn't write out his tshuvas. He would just give Mar Mekomis. He would write down. Sometimes on one page, you would have 100 Mar Mekomis. So one time, someone asked. This is a famous story. Someone asked him a shaila, and the Rogeshever wrote back to him Ayin in 50 places. So the fellow looked back in the Ayeng, and he couldn't figure out what the Rogeshever's teretz to him was. So he asked him. He asked the Rogeshever, what was all the Ayeng's? I looked up. So he said, you didn't get my teretz? He said, all those 50 places are sugyas that I'm aretz. That was my answer to you. That was my answer. That was my response to you. That was the Rogeshever going. And the Rogeshever would speak to the Or Sameach in the exact same way. He was like, so Guru of Neish, the only person that Rogeshever in the world was Mevatel to, was he was a Lubavitcher Chassid. He was Mevatel himself to Lubavitcher Rebbe. He was a Chassid Chabad. Chabad Chassidim were tremendous, tremendous. They were in the world of Chabad Chassidim were tremendous Lamdanim. Yeah, today, I forgot. You see, I didn't even put in those categories. Chabad, that's a totally different world, right? Nothing to do. Yeah, go ahead.
I have heard that the Rogeshever. This is
the best shiur of the Zman, and we're off tangent, yeah?
I thought that he thought that he was able to learn in the bathroom, I heard that.
No, they say the Rogeshever, yeah, it could be, that it was, and the Rogeshever also held that he was allowed to learn in Avelis because he was an Istanis. The Rogeshever never cut his hair. The Rogeshever looked like a hippie. That's one of those things, they already had, they had pictures of the Rogeshever. You could see it in the pictures. The Rogeshever had long hair down to his back, because Rogeshever refused to take a haircut because he couldn't not concentrate in learning, and it's usher to think in learning when you take a haircut. So Rogeshever had very long hair. Yeah. Nachon. But I think the original Mechayiv was the Isser of Talmud Torah. Yeah. That's well known. Many did it, but most people did their payas. The Rogeshever. Oh, the Rogeshever is an interesting tshuva about doing that with your payas. Okay. Now let's go. Let's go on. Let's go on now. Where are we? Ah, so the Or Sameach says like this. The Or Sameach says like this. That when it comes to Devek, he says that the Devek over here is going to get what? It will get a Shahakol. But there's another time that you're going to get a Shahakol, and that is when, if it would be the minority, if it would be the majority, it would not be tasty. Tough. This answers the Kasha. What was our Kasha? Rav Kahana, what was going on with Rav Kahana at the end of the day? Kol Sheyesh Bo. The answer is that a beet dish is very, very different than porridge. It's mistaber. A beet dish, if you throw in so much wheat, so then in such a case, no one's going to eat it. They're not. That's not a beet dish. If you're going to make so much wheat, then make it as a porridge. Don't make it as beets. Okay. This Teretz Or Sameach also answers the Gemara's kasha. So we have to crunch three teretzim in the Rav Kahana. One is Rav Kahana L'shitaso, which we like a lot. Number two is the Avnei Nezer's Chiddush. There are three different categories. Number three is the Ar Sameach's Chiddush within the Halach of Kol Sheyesh. Now, we're ready to be Masik Shmeinza Bezer Hashem. I'll leave it to Hilchos. So let's now be medayik in the Lashenis of the Shulchan Aruch about how we're magdir kol sheyeshbo. Says the Mechaber, Siman Reishches, Siv Beis, Chameshes minei dogon, sheshulchan ol kitshon, v'asam mehem tafshil, kigoy maisa akdeira, harifis v'gerish kamal v'daisa, afilu irev imahem dvash harbei yosem rehem, oh, minim acherim harbei yosem rehem, nivarech olav, borim minim zonos, ulusof al michim. Aval am lo nasan adogam b'tavshil elo dafgu l'hakposo batal b'tavshil. So the Mechaber is very, very adroit over here. Notice it? The Mechaber managed to formulate the halacha in Shulchan Aruch halacha l'maisa and not take sides in all of these six positions of what exactly is the dogon doing over here. That in itself is a tremendous chachma. So what does the Mechaber say? Mechaber says, Lodovko lahakposo, to thicken, although lahakposo, that sounds interesting. Lahakposo, right? Lahakposo would be, how would we translate over here? I think it would be to thicken, right, Varek? Maskim? I think it would be to thicken over here. So if that's so, so then maybe, according to Avnei Nezer's understanding of the Ritva, so then now the Kavanoso, lahachila, maybe that's not, that doesn't fall into that category. Although the Avnei Nezer himself argued that if it's to thick, if it's to make it easier, then it's okay. Okay, but the Mechaber is in the inverse, to thicken it. Maybe thicken it makes it harder to eat. But why then is he doing it? So presumably it is Kavanah L'Achila. So maybe you could argue that the Mechaber is against the Ritva's Hagdar of Kavanah L'Achila. But everything else, whether Lisod Alev, or whatever Lisod Alev means, we'll get to in a second, or Tam, and so on, so in such a case, that the Mechaber is not taking sides. Zok de Taz. Reish Ches, Sif Kotin Gimel. Says the Taz. Afilu Irev Imoim. Kam de Chamesh Asminim Shem Chashub B'yoysel Oizlin Basaru B'rakol Shinoz Nemoz L'machol Mashenke B'shar Tzvar Mazlin Basarov Kimosh Kos B'simin Reish Beis. Fine, that we all know. Here's an important line. Mashma de Kan Afilu einam nosnim tam sheyesh lem chashivus kiven shem lemachal do kol diyesh dvash ein margish rak atam dvash. Oh, by the way, that's where I think I was influenced simcha by the 50-50 tam dvash. It wasn't a rishon, it was the Taz. But I'm not talking about that. Says the Taz like this. The Taz says that the mashmos is that even if it doesn't give tam, even if it doesn't give tam, so then kol sheyesh bo operates. As long as it's not davek. What's the Taz saying? So the Taz is mefurish, not like, is learning that the Mechaber is not passing like the Rambam, that the Mechaber is not passing like the Rajba, presumably, although the Rajba at one place says la'achshiru ulatimo, and then he says only la'achshiru. Presumably, it's some type of tam idea. But rather, he's closer to another position. And that's the position that says that tam is not ma'akev. Who is that? Which position says that tam is not going to be ma'akev? So now let's go to the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see how the Mishnah Berurah is magdirit. And of course, here, what's going to be critical is less the Mishnah Berurah, but rather, of course, the Sha'ar Tzion. The Sha'ar Tzion is going to be important. In other words, how he pins down what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, according to which Shita is going to be helpful. So says the Mishnah Berurah, even though, the Mechaber says, even though there is much more dvash than dagon, nevertheless it gets mezonos. Mishnah Berurah sifkat and zayin, hatam, kivan du'ubo lahatim ulahachshir es hatavshil, since it's coming to improve the taste of the food, v'hu michameshes haminim dechashivi hu ikar. Since it's coming lahachshir, then it's the majority. V'ayin l'kamam b'siftas, u'mishnabur sham l'inyashir sheichai l'varech ala mechya. So interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rashba. The Taz says, and by the way, the Shaar HaTzion says that he's quoting from the Rashba. The Taz says that Tam is not critical, says the Mishnah Berurah. When the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Halacha Kol Sheyeshbo, he says because it's most of Tam. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Ches. But if it's Ladavek, so then in such a case it doesn't count as Zonos. Ratzalomar Shelo Ba Lahati Matavshil Velo Lisod Halev. He says it's neither Lahakshir nor Lisod Halev. So what was the Mishnah Berurah doing over here? The Mishnah Berurah paskins both like Tosos and the Rashba. Lisod Halev and Lahatim are going to be part of the definitions. And the Mishnah Berurah then in the Shaar HaTzion says, at the end of the day, both Shitos are right. If it's coming Latam, so then by definition, it gets a Bar Minim Zonos. And even if it doesn't come Latam, the Taz already pointed out that it still gets a Zonos. Why? Because all of this is included in Tosfos' Lisod Halev. So it emerges, at least according to the Mishnah Berurah, if you put the Taz Lahalacha, what emerges is that we choshesh for both. Dahainu, if it's Litein Tam, then it's going to get a Mizonos. And if it's Lisod Halev, then it also gets a Mizonos. In other words, it doesn't even have to be there for Tam per se. As long as it's something that's adding Lisod Halev, now the definition of Lisod Halev is a little bit difficult, but presumably what it means is that it's adding to the sevia of the food. It's not just there as serving a function of, let's say, to make the food easier to go down, but it's an integral part of the food itself, of the su'uda, lisod. The lev is a strange hagdara of Tosos. But nevertheless, that's going to be the definition of the bracha. So in both cases, then it's going to get this bracha mzonas. Either if it's most of tam, or it's lisod halev. Okay, now let's get to the fun part. So, practically, what bracha does one make on schnitzel? What bracha will one make on schnitzel? So, Rav Nissen Kaplan Shlita, as well as one of my rabbeim, Rav Shechter Shlita, both argue that the bracha on schnitzel should be a shehakol. And Rav Shechter told me one reason. Rav Nissen Kaplan has 6 reasons why the bracha should be shehakol. What's Rav Shechter's reason? So Rav Shechter said that this was on a Friday night meal in the old city. So Rav Shechter said, that the reason why it should get him his own shehakol is because it's like he quoted the case of Peres Kenosa. He said, just like by Peres Kenosa, the cracker is entirely a tafel for the fruit, it's just to modify the sweetness. So too over here. Here also, it's like the Peres Kenosa, the Ikar is the chicken, and the breadcrumbs are there just as a way of doing something. We need to come back to what's that something of the breadcrumbs. But that's what Rav Shechter said. So Rabosai, I'm not sure. I'm convinced that what our great Rebbe said is 100% mukhrach. Let's remind ourselves how the Ritva explained how Peres Kenosa works. The Ritva said, what's the difference between Peres Genosa, where we don't follow Chameshus Mini Dagar and the others? He said, Peres Genosa is velo ba el lahachshir es hapiv. The purpose of the Dagar, of the cracker, is just to make it that the sweetness of the fruit shouldn't be overwhelming, that the saltiness of the herring shouldn't be overwhelming. And also, it's not part of a taruvos, said the Ritva. We have to judge separately, but l'chura, this is a very different thing, because the gnosar and the cracker are two separate items. The schnitzel is one item. So I have two ha'aras from the Ritva. Number one is that he points out that gnosar is not a taruvos. That's aleph. And this is closer to a taruvos. And beis is that he says it's only hachshir esapiv. When it comes to the schnitzel, I'm not sure that it's only hachshir esapiv. It's not to prevent from the sweetness or the spiciness of the schnitzel. That's not what the breadcrumbs are there for. Lekulei alma. So I'm not sure I understand what our great Rebbe said. Okay, now let's go through Rav Nissen Kaplan's six reasons. Number one, this is a Letterman countdown. Okay, so let's go. Number one, he says like this: according to the Meiri, it's a davar pashut. He says that the bracha over here is going to be a shahakal. Why? Because according to the Meiri, we said that even if the kemach is mosef tam, so then in such a case it doesn't get a bracha. And you go after the ikur shem tavshul. So Rabosai, tahara number one, I'm maskim 100%. But no one paskins like this Meiri. We showed how far off this Meiri's whole look at the whole sugya is. It's karui alei tavshil that needs to be that people call the definition of the tavshil. Come on, there are so many cases that lahalacha, even though the tavshil is defined by the vegetable, the beets, v'chule, shalant, all of these cases, so then it still gets a mizonah. So he's right. Number one, I'm asking that according to the Meiri, it will get a shahakal. But we don't pass. The Meiri is so far off lahalacha. Number two, I'm reading from inside. Od yesh lomer tam, shelo levarech al ha-shnitzel mezonos, lefi das hara v'ritva, desvira lu deim evarech bar mezonos, al dover sheyesh bo mechamesh es minim, elim ken yesh bo kezayis doga mechtei achilas pras. Geshmak, he's right about that too. Number two, he's also right. And that is, we saw the shita the ra in ritva, we were masbir yesterday, very well, lishitasam. By the way, the Ra'av Fritzin beautifully also lishitaso about Kzayis Kutei Achilas Pras, about what defines that it's not that it becomes the Ikur Tavshil, but it's that the halacha that becomes the definition of Tavshil, but that the halacha looks at it as getting the mazonos, but not that it transforms it. And the Ra'av also learns like his Chaver, the Ritva. According to them, you need a Kzayis Kutei Achilas Pras. And we, over here, don't have a Kazayas Bukhtay Achilles Pras in the breadcrumbs. Correct. But we don't paskin like that. In Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that you get a bracha even if it doesn't have a Kazayas Bukhtay Achilles Pras. Okay, so two correct ha'aros, both not correct. Halacha l'maisa. Number three, Od Nira. The Afi named the Choshe Balitan Tam Be'inan Levarach La'bar Minim Izonos. Mikol makom yesh liten tam lama im evar bar. He didn't say anything yet. So he says, the das harbe rishon v'achronim deim evarchem bar bine minazonos rak al chameshes mine dagon shenos nim tam. That the halacha is that you only make a mizonos if it gives off tam. So Rabbi say this. What does that mean? That means that the only time you make a mezonos is if the chavetz kedera, the other primary ingredients, get tam from the wheat. Like, let's take, for example, the Quaker porridge. When you have the wheat mixed with other things, the wheat changes the taste of the other things. Cholent. The wheat might not be the primary ingredient, the barley might not be the primary ingredient, but the barley does change, affects the taste of the meat as well. So, therefore, it gets a mezonos. So he says, over here by schnitzel, you also have to ask this question. So Rabosai, I agree with him, but I come to the opposite conclusion. And that is, and this is the most dakistic of point, l'chura, I thought that the breadcrumbs do add and facilitate taste in the chicken itself. And I'm not talking on my own now. I confirmed all of these arguments with Rav Nevensal in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman. He said Rav Shlomo Zalman said that bracha is a mezonos. Okay? So, and he agreed that we view at the schnitzel that the bracha is going to be a mezonos over here. Okay, so number three, so incidentally, we so far haven't even argued with any of the three arguments. In other words, the first two were correct, but they weren't alib de hilchasa. The third is also correct, and then we're arguing on the metzias. Okay, so it's not, so far there aren't hasagas, but the halacha comes out differently. Number four, Rav Nissen gives another reason why he thinks it's a shehakol. He says, Od nira, the bala hachshiris atavshil v'litin tam, even if you're going to say that it gives off tam, hain shebal litin tam be'etzem atavshil. He says, you got to give off tam in the actual tavshil. But if you're not giving off tam in the actual tavshil, here he says it doesn't take place. So, maybe I need to be mazri a little bit more, he's saying. Argument number three is, he argues, maybe it doesn't even give tam at all. Argument number four is that you have to give tam in the actual tavshil. So I explained to you that, b'metzias, I think you give off tam in the actual tavshil. But let me add more. Rabosai, I'm not maskim to the... Here I'm cholek, based on my rabbeim. And that is that when it comes to the tam that's being given off here, does the Mishnah Brura paskin that you need to give off tam? Does the Taz paskin you need to give off tam? No. The Taz says to be soed alev is enough. The Mishnah Brura and the Sharetzion that we saw said, what did the Sharetzion say? The Sharetzion said that even if it doesn't give off tam, it still falls into the category of lisod halev. L'chura, even if you're going to accept the mitzvus, it doesn't give off, so then it's such a, it doesn't give off time, still it's soed alev, and if it's soed alev, that's going to be enough for it to get a mezonos. Now, Rav Nissen Kaplan is aware of this taz, but he, in his last rationale, rationale number, in the order of the book, it's six, in our rationale it's number five, he says, the Yesha Pirshu Kavanoso, some say what the Taz means, the Baina Chitin L'Shem Meichel. The Kosha Lo Nasan L'Shem Meichel, El Araklai Timo, Eim Mevarchen Alav Barmine Mezonos. He says, some say that what the Taz is saying is, even though the Taz says that it has to be Soed Alev, that Soed Alev is enough, Avshe Eino No Same Tam, he says it means that it has to still be given L'Shem Meichel. And this, he claims, is not being given L'Shem Meichel. What is Rav Nissen Kaplan talking about? So I think what he's saying is the following. He's saying that at the end of the day, this is what some had argued to me, maybe this is argument, maybe he has a different argument, that the breadcrumbs are there to protect the chicken from the frying. In other words, it makes the chicken not burnt in the frying process. And this is not L'Shem HaMeichel. So Rabosai, again, then it becomes a machlokus in Metzius. I'm not convinced at all that this is that the breadcrumbs are not there L'Shem HaMeichel. I think they are. I think the breadcrumbs are. So then the Taz, even if it doesn't give off tam, the Taz is relevant. And this understanding of the Taz, that has to be there L'Shem HaMeichel, first of all, I'm not convinced at all that that's right. As long as it's there, l'sod alev, it's correct. And b'metzius, if you're going to argue, so then b'metzius also. I think that that it's only there to protect, even if the Taz holds in such a way, that if it's not l'hosif meichel, it's not correct, so then b'metzius, it doesn't take place. And now we get into our first halachic argument. And that is, the first machlokis lahalacha is, what happens if you have breadcrumbs that are being added not to be matimo to the tavshil? Is that, in such a case, does it get a bracha to the actual chicken? So he claims that even the Taz holds that it has to be matimo. I don't see that at all in the Taz. The Taz goes out of his way to say that there's no tam over here, even though there's no tam. So once the Taz says that even when there's no tam, it still gets a mezonos, as long as it's lisod alev. So the only thing that you could disagree with in mitzius is to say that it's not lisod alev. And I find it very difficult to say that it's not lisod alev. And then what's his final raya? His final raya is a good raya. He uses the Ar Samech. He says, the Ar Samech had told us that if you have a miut of breadcrumbs to the point that if it was the majority of the whole tavshil, then it wouldn't be so edible. So he says, what would happen if someone would serve you this thick breadcrumbs and a line of chicken, a strip of chicken? So some yeshivas, when they do budget cuts, maybe they'll do that. But at the end of the day, the halacha would be that you don't get a mezonos according to the Ar Samech. Why would you not get a mezonos? Because it has to be kol sheyeshbo is only if it gets the majority. So Rabosai, I think that's a beautiful point in the Ar Samech, but it's vayt from halacha. It's nothing to do with Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishnah Berurah itself, it comes out that if it's lisod halev, so then in such a case, then it gets a mezonos. If that's so, by the way, you have to chesh v'arav. Nissen was aware of the Mishnah Berurah. Don't worry, he's not. He was aware of the Mishnah Berurah. He's mefalpa within the Mishnah Berurah what the Mishnah Berurah holds. He comes out that there's a stira Mishnah Berurah. Maybe I wasn't miyaches that the stira Mishnah Berurah is enough. But what I'm bringing out is if you read the Shaar Tzion and the Mishnah Berurah over here, what emerges to me is quite clear. And that is that if it's lisod halev, you get a mezonos, and then you just have to ask a metzius question of whether it's lisod halev and whether it's there just to simply protect the chicken. I don't think it's there to simply protect the chicken. I think it's there to do more. And even more than that, I would say even according to the Rajba, you would get a mezonos. Because at the end of the day, it's even most of time. Lania's that, it's even most of time. But even if you don't accept that, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a sheet of the Tosis, and the Taz says, Beferish, even when it's not doesn't have time, as long as it's lisod halev, the way the Shaar Tzion understands it, gets a bracha. Hence, I presented some of these arguments to Rav Nevinzel Shlita, and he told me that this was also the position of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, that the bracha of a schnitzel is a mezonos. It should be known that there are many, many poskim who disagree. The minhag olam tends to be a shahakol, but as we learned up the sugya, it seems that the bracha should be a mezonos. What's that? Lani is daiti. One should say a mezonos. I'm against the.
Should I be saying
mezonos? I say mezonos. What I try to do is if there's because there still is a machlokas haposkim, and so then. But so for example, ever since Rav Schechter said it, I always went out of my way dafka to make a mezonos on it to make a point. But ever since Rav Schechter said that he thought that it should get a shahakol, even though I didn't. At the time, I needed to process what he said. So only last night did I process what he told me 6 months ago. I remembered what he told me 6 months ago, but I didn't feel I was ready to be done on it until last night. And then I was already done on it 3 years ago. And then asked Rav Nevinzel from Rav Shlomo Zalman. But again, you have to always chazer over what your rabbeim said. So I don't understand entirely. I find it a little difficult. But since one of my rabbeim said differently, not that the Yated Ne'eman said differently or the Hamadiyya said differently, since one of my rabbeim said differently, so then in such a case, I try not to get involved in the Achlus Hoskim. Yeah, Ezra.
Does it matter how thick the batter is? I'm
too far entrenched to even be mefalpo. If I saw six reasons and I thought all six of the reasons weren't good, so then I'm not capable of being mefalpel in that side entirely. So